very plainly see that I'm the king of the castle. I'm a cunning old rascal, I picked up a knife and a parcel. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch the bucket of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, it served him right, you see. He had no right to climbing, though, without the guide to wait to show. So helping up the Alps you go, you want to guide, that's me. Climbing, climbing, climbing all the day. Showing the visits up the Alps, tugging and pulling them by themselves. All day long, I'm climbing up in vain. For when I get to the top of the Alps, I've got to come down again. Of course, I've got to come down again. There you are. You see, now you know me. I'm a guide, not an ABC or a Bradshaw. You see, it's like this. Folks come here to climb the mountain. They call it doing the Alps. So they do the Alps and I do them. What a wonder, eh? There are three of the Alps at the back of me, see? I thought I'd just mention the fact in case you thought they were a new kind of tomato. It's a risky thing being an Alper, you know. You see, every guide has his own way of guiding. Firstly, I get all my party together. Then I put a rope around each of them for safety, you see? Some guides put the rope around their waist. That's where I differ. I put it round their neck. And if one or two should happen to struggle and fall off a mountain, you see, they don't struggle quite so much. But of course, if they recover, they sometimes get a bit annoyed. Oh, but it's a glorious death, you know, falling off the Alps. You see, if you suffer home and die a natural death, nobody knows it. But if you fall off the Alps, your name's in every paper. Good morning, madam, good morning. Going Alping? Lovely morning to Alp. How much do I charge? How much have you got? £50? Oh, well, I better mind that for you in case you fall off. Now, before we start, I'll take the fares. I don't suppose you'll all come back again. Well, I'd like to describe the Alps. The Alps are divided into classes. First class, Pullman and standing room only. On my right is the Rochemelando, commonly known as the Moulin Rouge. This mountain is 4,700 miles, 2 yards, 3 feet, 4 inches high. On my left are the Cottian Alps. Some people call them Cotton Alps, others call them Rotten Alps. If you stand on this beach, you will observe the Wild Horn, the Barmorn, the Eggshorn, the Matterhorn, the Posthorn, the Foghorn, and the Brother's Horn. We don't want to waste time on the Venetian Alps, ladies and gentlemen. They're only a blind. I'll keep the fares again, please. Now, leaving St. Paul's Cathedral on my right, we come to the House of Summers. Oh, I don't know what I'm talking about. Come on, let's get on. Climbing, climbing, climbing all the day. Showing the visitors up the Alps, tugging and pulling them by themselves. All day long, I'm climbing up in vain. But when I get to the top of the Alps, I've got to come down again. Good morning, good morning.